Now, if you need any proof about how important chai tea is to Indian culture, have a look at the debate ahead of the country's general elections in May. One candidate, Narendra Modi, is using the fact that he used to be a humble chai seller, or chai wala as they're known locally, to garner support.
Resham Galatli and Zach Marks decided to have a closer look at chai tea as a cultural phenomenon in the country of 1.2 billion people. They're travelling through India, interviewing and photographing chai sellers and makers from all walks of life. I caught up with Resham on the line from Kerala and asked her why on earth she and Zach were doing this quirky project.
I'm half Indian, so I grew up drinking this typical masala chai. My mom made it for me every single morning, and I'm a huge fan of chai. So it's something that I've grown up with that I love very much. And when Starbucks and other cafes came out with their version of chai, I was a little bit dismayed because it didn't really represent what chai meant to me. So I kind of made it my personal mission to bring my friends over, try my mom's chai, and I think that really changed their mind on what a good cup of chai should taste like.
How long ago did you make that your personal mission? Is this something you've been waiting to do since you were a kid?
Well, the Chai Wala project only came to my mind and to Zach's mind after we lived here on Fulbright Fellowships in 2010. So that's a little bit more recent, but I think that sharing with my friends what chai really is something that's been going on since I was in high school.
Many of us know chai, of course, from our local cafe or coffee shop. But what exactly is chai in India? Is there a difference to what we drink here in the West?
Yeah, there is a big difference. So first of all, the word chai means tea in Hindi. But obviously, it's not just tea. It's a very special sort of tea. So the chai you get in your local coffee shop probably comes from a prepackaged mix or syrup, and it might be mixed with some steamed milk, maybe a sprinkle of cinnamon. But the way chai wallas make their chai in India is pretty different. They use all fresh ingredients, so fresh milk, often fresh ginger, cardamom, cloves, black pepper, and they blend it all together on a little pot over a tiny fire. And basically the resulting cup is something that's spicy, sweet, milky. It just has a much more complex flavor than what you find in shops in the Western world.
Now, you've surely met a unique set of characters in your travels across India, interviewing chai wallas all over the place. What's that been like for you, getting to know them?
It's been really, really incredible getting to know the chai wallas. We've met so many people who have extremely interesting stories. One of them is a man named Lakshman Rao, and he lives in Delhi. And what's interesting about him is that he is an author, and he has self-published 24 books written in Hindi. And he's, you know, it's his dream to be a writer, and he's made that work while being a chai wala during the day. So he has an incredible story. But sometimes we've just met people who don't really have anything super dramatic or, you know, very intriguing about their lives, but the way that people have welcomed us into their homes or their stalls and made us a cup and have been so willing to share their recipes and their histories and, you know, their hopes for the future has been, I think, what's really made the trip incredible for us.
The tea sellers are obviously ever present there in Indian society, especially in the cities. I remember when I went to India a few years back, I was playing a game of cricket on the Azad Maidan in Mumbai, and I was surrounded by chai wallas who, in the middle of a game, were trying to sell me cups of tea. It was kind of ridiculous. But I suppose there is a well-documented development and growth going on in India's cities at the moment. It's moving ahead at a very fast pace. Do you think that the chai wallas are sharing in this increase in development and wealth too?
I think it's a pretty complicated issue. So one part of the development that has negatively impacted the chai wallas is that some of those who are roadside vendors who might just set up a temporary stand on the sidewalk have been evicted when, you know, developments were being built, malls are coming along. So some of them have been pushed out. But on the other hand, some chai wallas have benefited from, you know, new companies coming in, even benefiting from Starbucks entering India. So we met a chai wala outside of a Starbucks in Delhi who sits right outside the entrance and sells his, you know, 5 rupee cups of chai. And he told us that he has actually gotten more business since Starbucks opened because people will just come by, look at Starbucks, but forego a 100 rupee cup of coffee in favor of his 5 rupee cup of chai. So I think that we were initially concerned that India's changes might mean something bad for the chaiwalas, but most people we've spoken to say that the chaiwalas are not going anywhere anytime soon because they're just so integral to the culture.
It's something that maybe can coexist, who knows? I suppose the most important question, and the question you probably get from the chaiwalas themselves, is where did you get your best cup of chai in India?
Ooh, that's tricky. Well, I think some of the best cups of chai can still be found at home, just because at home you can get certain ingredients that you don't normally find on the street, such as tulsi or holy basil. So I think the variations you find in the home are often a little bit more superior to what you find in the street. But I think the most unusual cup of chai we've had so far was the camel milk chai we tried in Pushkar, Rajasthan. So we went there to try the camel milk chai and interview the herders who basically live on camel milk.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit different, I must say. Something that could get us going here in the mornings, I suppose. What about the plans afterwards? Do you plan on keeping on touring until you find the perfect cup, or is there going to be an end to all this?
Well, I mean, theoretically, we could do this forever. There are probably millions of chaiwalas around the country, all with exciting stories to tell. But we're planning to wrap things up around mid-April, just to put a halt to everything before it goes on forever. And we have a few more places to cover before we go home. We'll be heading to the east in Darjeeling and Assam to explore tea plantations there. We're going up north to Kashmir, hoping to find how Hindus and Muslims might come together over a cup of chai in an otherwise divided community. But once we go home, we're going to work on putting everything together, the text, the photographs, everything, into a book.
Resham Galatli, we wish you all the best for that and the rest of your chaiwala tour of India. Thanks for joining us today on WorldLink.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.